I'd like to play a series of glisses in which I have a fixed teeth aperture, build the force, bring the weight in, and descend by doing the opposite of what I did to ascend. You'll catch the meaning as I do it. I'm starting on a D flat. Lost that up good. I started good. The weight took over, and that was what happened. It was impossible to make the rest of the trip. I built the air, but the weight took over. That's going to happen to you. I didn't fake it. I deliberately worked that weight in. However, the force obviously wasn't enough to offset the weight. In other words, when I build my force, the muscular force behind the air column, those lips are resisting that force, which puts them in a position to fight mouthpiece weight. So therefore, the mouthpiece weight, like I said, does come in, but there's a point when the door closes. The lip aperture has choked, and that's what happened. I'm going to try a few more and try to minimize the bringing in of the arm. Now I ripped my way up to the double C. The weight stayed about where the high C weight was. I left room for the chops to adjust. In other words, I wasn't too tight at my starting point. I resisted the force. The tensions did increase. There was a contraction, but the mouthpiece weight or the arm pressure didn't inhibit the muscular behavior, didn't freeze it. And consequently, there was no trouble making the area, the double C area. Now, in descending, you're supposed to cut the force down the same way you built it up, the same ratio. The tendency of most players is to cut the force down radically and not be aware of it. And another habit is they close their teeth in the descent. Well, cutting the force down and closing the lip aperture by raising the jaw will destroy your descent. The aperture has closed, which would leave room for narrow vibrations, which technically would represent the upper register. Middle area and low notes require a longer vibration at a slower speed. So you can easily understand that the closing of the teeth reduces the lip aperture to a much smaller margin type area, and therefore no middle tones will materialize. The guy will have possibly cut out. Since he has cut the force down and closed the aperture, he'll have no sound. In fact, he may discover that he has nothing but air going past his chops. And he's wondering what went wrong. It's very important that this be understood.